Saudi Arabia real estate headlines. Saudi Gasdat launches real estate price index tracking, Q1 2017 sector declines. Gasdat launched a Saudi real estate price index built from Ministry of Justice registry transaction data, covering residential, commercial, and agricultural property classes, and reported that the index fell 2.3% from Q4 2016 to Q1 2017 and 9.9% versus Q1 2016, with all sectors declining. This gives Saudi real estate professionals a government-backed benchmark for tracking market direction across key property segments and supports better pricing, valuation, and policy or investment decisions. Review Stats bulletin details and apply the sector-level Q1 2017 declines when updating local market assumptions. Background and context. How redemption rights vary by state and why buyers should care. Some SA jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price, plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption rights states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy versus lease decision for owner occupants leans on three factors most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns.